By now you know you can count on the Weekly Reader to help you find great books, but we also live to make you laugh. University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick has a couple of funny books with her today, and the first one is about a wedding. Marian, didn't you just have one of these in your family?
Hi, Lisa. I sure did. My son had a beautiful June wedding in Central Park, and fortunately, it had almost nothing in common with the hilarious nightmare cooked up by Grant Ginder in The People We Hate at the Wedding. It starts with a phone call between siblings Paul and Alice, who are having a complete hissy fit over the elaborate invitations they have just received to the wedding of their half-sister Eloise in England. Between the handmade paper, the letterpress printing, and the embossed gold and silver foil, they must have spent at least $5,000, Alice says, and Paul tells her he's not even going to go. He can't stand Eloise, and in fact he's on the outs with their mother, too. He hasn't spoken to her in months. Alice, on the other hand, definitely plans to attend, if only to get a breather from her own messed-up life, which currently includes an affair with a married man and way too much Klonopin. In the end, Paul ends up attending as well, with his smug, controlling boyfriend Mark in tow. Ginder has a gift for the gleefully outrageous, dishing up one over-the-top scene after another. There's a meltdown at the psychiatric clinic where Paul works. There's an unfortunate attempt to spice up Mark and Paul's sex life that includes a third participant and some really weird psychedelic drugs. Alice makes a call to room service and orders five of everything on the menu. Her mother ends up on the kayaking trip from hell. And all this is before we get to the ceremony.
My, that does sound rather nightmarish. So what else do you have?
Oh, The Red Car by Marcy Dermansky. Big favorite from last year. This also concerns a marriage, but this one is ending rather than beginning. Leah Kaplan married her German husband Hans partly to help him get a green card, and she's beginning to admit that he's boring her to death. Then she gets a phone call telling her that her old boss and mentor, Judy, who, by the way, totally opposed the marriage to Hans, has died in a traffic accident and left her a red sports car, along with some money and a letter of instruction. Leah will be flown first class to San Francisco to attend the funeral, and she has to leave in 4 hours. When she tells Hans she's going, he freaks out and plummets to the pit of all possible spousal behavior, wrapping his hands around her throat. So she's definitely out the door. By the time she gets on the plane, Judy has begun to speak to Leah from the dead, warning her not to order a fourth champagne from the stewardess. Then, once she gets to California, urging her to follow the signs. Well, the signs get her in various scrapes and sexual misadventures with people from her past, as well as people she's never met before, including a deadhead mechanic, a tech billionaire, and an attractive young thief. It's all a bit surreal, as Leah herself notices, when that deadhead auto mechanic reports that the red car has magically fixed all its own body damage. She wonders if perhaps she's been reading too many Haruki Murakami novels. The red car is on one level a fairy tale complete with fairy godmother. On another, it's a whispered goad to the reader. Live the life you really want.
The books are The People We Hate at the Wedding and The Red Car. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, on our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.